Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A day after U.S. President Donald Trump called China a competitor seeking to challenge U.S. power, Beijing offered a subtle warning to the U.S. that confrontation will bring mutual losses. A government spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, says China hopes that the U.S. can abandon its mentality of zero-sum games and seek common ground while respecting differences. In a new national security strategy based on Trump's America First vision on Monday, the United States lumped China and Russia together as competitors seeking to erode U.S. security and prosperity. The singling out of China and Russia as revisionist powers comes despite Trump's own attempt to build strong relations with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Here's Donald Trump on Monday.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
That's President Trump talking about North Korea. And now the Trump administration is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert wrote an opinion piece in The Wall Street Journal Monday night saying the attack was widespread and cost billions. At least 150 countries across the world were affected. For more information on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. This